Welcome to From Everywhere to Everywhere by OMF New Zealand. In our lives, sometimes it can be hard to see how God is working. This is a podcast about His faithfulness, told to you through the lives of people who have been with Him in the depths of the valley and on the heights of the mountaintop. Our prayer is that you'll be encouraged by these stories and empowered to live lives surrendered to God, knowing that He can always be trusted. Kia ora, I'm Jessie Chang and I'm the host for this podcast. Welcome to the first episode of From Everywhere to Everywhere. And today I'm joined by Johan and Debbie Linder, who are the OMF directors for New Zealand. Hi guys.
Hi. Good to be with you.
Awesome. Can you share a bit about, you know, who you guys are and how you came to be the OMF directors of New Zealand?
Sure. We've worked with OMF since 1993 when we moved to Thailand to do church planting. We worked in central Thailand for half of that time on church planting teams, and then in leadership roles and admin roles in Bangkok for the second half of that time. And during that time, we were involved in training and discipling both Thai people and missionaries. And Johan was involved in working with Bangkok leaders and pastors.
Yeah. So I was born in Sweden, so I've got experience of living in a few different countries, so Sweden and then Australia, where I grew up. And then Thailand, of course, for quite a big amount of time. Debbie was born in Australia and lived in Papua New Guinea and New Zealand for a time, and then also Australia and Thailand. So we've moved around quite a bit.
Yeah, and now you've moved to New Zealand. How did that come about?
Well, I was national director in Australia for 11 years, and our kids have moved out of home and got married, and it was time for us to do something different, and this opportunity came up to do the same role here, which I'm really excited about. And so we basically put our hat in the ring, and through the process we were appointed, and we're very happy to be here.
And, you know, we'll get into a bit about, you know, what this podcast is about and why we're doing it a bit later. But first of all, can you guys explain, you know, what is OMF New Zealand?
Well, we're an agency, so that means that we are an agency working on behalf of local churches in New Zealand to send workers to work with the unreached people of East Asia. And so we do that in many different and creative ways, not just one way. Of course, where we send people to some countries like Thailand, Japan and Cambodia, we can send people as full-time Christian workers, because they actually get a religious visa from the governments of those countries. There are many other countries that we send people to where they cannot get that kind of visa, and so they have to go using their profession. So that can be anything. It can be running a small business. It can be lecturing in a subject in a university or college. It can be English teaching. It can be getting a transfer with a big company as a professional, as an engineer or manager or whatever, working in one of these countries. And then just as you go to those countries, just looking for opportunities to share the good news about Jesus. And that's what we are on about, is just sharing the good news of Jesus with the people of East Asia, because many of these countries have no access to the good news at all.
And so, you know, how does that heart play into why we're doing this podcast?
Well, we want to share stories of how God is at work. So what we want to do is just to show that this is not our work, it's not our idea, but it's actually God's idea. And because we are following what God wants us to do, because He is the creator and sustainer of this world and He wants everybody to hear the good news of Jesus, then we want to show how God is supporting that work. You know, as people, we are fallible, we make mistakes, we're selfish and rude to other people, but, you know, in spite of all that, God is still at work and enabling people to cross over cultures to share the good news of Jesus, which brings life to people, it brings transformation. It, you know, changes life and gives people a hope, and it can change whole communities as well.
Mm. Can you explain, I guess, the idea behind the name of the podcast?
From Everywhere to Everywhere?
To Everywhere, yeah. Why did we come up with that name?
It's kind of a almost a cliche term in mission circles these days, because no longer is the work of cross-cultural mission from the West to the rest. And that was the way it was 100 years ago. You know, you had Western missionaries from England, from America, from Australia, going to those poor countries in Asia or Africa to share the good news about Jesus. But these days, that's completely changed. And these days we have people going from Asia, from Africa, sometimes even to Western countries, to share the good news about Jesus there. So really the whole situation now of taking the good news of Jesus is basically from everywhere to everywhere. You have many different combinations of people going in different places that you'd never even expect.
And there are often ministries where Asian people have come to live in other countries and studying, and they meet Christians and their lives change. Their community, they see a Christian community for the first time, and they're drawn towards that, and they want to understand who God is because of what they see in the people. And those opportunities where students or overseas people come in are another arm of the everywhere to everywhere, from everywhere to everywhere, because there are people coming and there are people going all over the world. And we want to encourage and train people to think about being God's community wherever we are.
Yeah. I mean, in line with that, OMF internationally is now extremely diverse. It's not a Western organization anymore. More than half of the faces you would see at a conference would be Asian faces. Some of those may have grown up in the West, but we also have many workers now who have joined up from Asian countries, from Japan, from Indonesia, from Thailand, and the Philippines as well.
And so then with this podcast, you know, what can listeners expect to hear about in the coming episodes?
Yeah, well, we've got stories from lots of different backgrounds. So people who have gone to the to live in a community as a single person or as a family, and we've got stories from people who are working currently in Asia and those who've worked decades ago. We've got different generations, stories from different generations. We've got stories about families. We've got stories about people who've served God here in New Zealand. We've got stories from people who are in their senior years and are able to look back over the decades and see how God has been working in the big picture of things, and have the wisdom of years to see what God was doing, perhaps in hindsight too, where we often get the benefit of understanding what God was doing, even though right in the middle of it we might not.
Yeah, and be like, whoa, what is happening?
Yeah. We've also got stories of God's provision financially, his provision in caring for family members, his provision in caring for us as people in situations where we might be lonely or longing for something. We've got stories of failure and how God worked in those situations. So from the heights of the mountaintops to the depths of the valley, the wide range of human experience, and there are stories that speak of God's faithfulness in all of those situations.
What do you guys hope that people go away with after listening to this podcast?
So for me, it would be that people walk away with a kind of a sense of wonder and awe at the way God provides for his people, and the way that he cares for those who decide to put everything on the line to follow Jesus. And then from that, you know, just comes an assurance that we are God's children, that he is our Father, and that he will provide for us when we place our lives in his care. And that we don't need to We don't need to worry. We don't need to be anxious. We don't have to fret or have regrets about things we should have done because we know that God is in control of our lives and He will provide the things that we need to serve Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hudson Taylor said it. He founded our agency over 150 years ago, and he said, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. And so we want to hold on to that and just to trust that if we are doing what He wants us to do, then He will provide that for us. It's not really about our effort, our achievements, all the wonderful things that we've done for Him, but rather just seeing Him at work in our lives as we seek to follow Him.
Mm. Yeah, and I think something that we can all hold on to in as we hear other people's stories of failure and difficulties, and weaknesses that God actually is able to use for His glory in the long term, and for His purposes. I think that just highlights the fact that we don't have to be someone special. These people who are telling their stories are just ordinary people who are living out their lives in another community, and that brought sometimes brought joys and often brought sorrows and stresses and fears and, all of those human emotions that sometimes are pushed to the limits when we're in another culture. These people are ordinary people who are telling their ordinary stories. And what really comes out over the whole picture of these stories is who God is as being extraordinary. God is extraordinary, the one who works in all of those things, despite all of those failures or difficulties or challenges, and over all of those things, He remains faithful and His purposes are fulfilled. Not because of anybody's, has done something right, but because He is good and faithful.
Yeah, and I think, perhaps that might be a misconception lots of people have, that to do ministry or even in where you are or go overseas and do ministry, you have to be this superpower Christian to be able to do that, and they think, I could never do that, but that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, that's right. I think just another thing I'd like to add in terms of what I would hope that the podcast would stir in people, apart from all of the things we've talked about, is also a sense of like a growing burden for people who don't know Christ. So in East Asia where we work, for instance, less than 10% of the whole population of East Asia has an awareness of what Jesus has done for us. And, no understanding of the forgiveness and the new life that Christ offers. So I would hope that through these podcasts that there would be a sense of growing responsibility to share the good news of Jesus with East Asian people, whether they're here in New Zealand or whether they are still in East Asia, just that, we would all, as children of God, have a responsibility to take that message and give them the opportunity to respond to that.
This episode of From Everywhere to Everywhere was brought to you by OMF New Zealand. Our vision is to see God's people from Aotearoa engaged in mission among East Asia's billions. If any of the stories today resonated with you, or you'd like to find out more about OMF New Zealand, please visit our website omf.org/NZ. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you.